All right, let's start the seventh parak. Haloka Aleph. Hamadir tishtor b'lehenot lo ad shloshim yom yamid lo parnas yoter miken yotziv yiten k'tuva. This is we're holding on Daf Mem Gimel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'Yisrael, right, we're about to approach Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. B'Yisrael, chodesh echad yikayim shnayim yotziv yiten k'tuva b'kohenet, shnayim yikayim shlosha yotziv yiten k'tuva. So we had before the Mishnah about what Aloch is, Bachlok, Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, Shtei Shabbatot, Shabbat Echad, and so on. V'achat Marachin, and over here you're telling me that you can have a Chodesh. Doesn't this include Tashmish Amitah? I thought any kind of pleasures would include sexual pleasures, and how do you get around the 2 week limit or the 1 week limit? It doesn't make sense. No, says the Gemara. Actually, Taman b'Madira migufo. Over there, the Mishnah is talking about where he was madir her from pleasure from his body by saying Hanatash Mishaykh alai. Obviously, he can't directly aser her because he's meshuvah to her, but he can aser himself, and then we won't be machilin something that's oser lo. So over there in Achinami, we say according to Beis Hillel, Shabbos Achat. More than that, Yotzi B'Ram Hacha B'Madira Min Chasav. Here it's talking about only Anat Chasav, and therefore you have to wait for 30 days. How can he make a neder like that? Yesh Adam Neder Shlo Defroa Et Chovom. It's a great idea. I'm going to make a neder. It's also for me to pay any of my debts. So we won't make him pay his debts. I mean, it's not up to him. It's not in his hand. He's chayav to give him his own note. So why should he have to give him his own note? Om Reb Yezir El Chanina, Mikivan Shu Atid Garsha, Litein La Ktuva, Vele Mema'et Mi Mizonotea, Kimi Shein Balchov. Then since we're talking about over here, about a case where he is now being Megarisher, all he has is the chiyuv of today, not the chiyuv in the future, because that didn't fall on him yet. So at any point that he wanted to be Megarisher, he can be Megarisher. He's angry at her now. Right? So if I wanted to be Megarisher today, I can be Megarisher today, give her a ksuva today, correct? So you can't tell me that I have a chiyuv of mizonot on what's coming up. Why do I have a chiyuv of mizonot on what's coming up? I'm talking about the future. So what do you want? You want to get today? Fine. We'll give you get today. Well, what are you telling me? I can't make a neder not to feed you. So therefore, if you want, give him the right. So, but he didn't. Didn't give her a get. So v'tei yoshevet u'mamtenet. So let's see. Okay. Im gireish yafeh. Im lav yalel ha-mezonot. Look, b'manavshach. I mean, is he going to give the get? So let him give the get. He didn't give the get, so why is he being ma'amid farnas? He couldn't have answered paying back the loan when it's going to be chal tomorrow, so to speak. That's Kamandi Omer. Ein mezonot isha midivrei Torah. It's going according to Kamandi Omer, holds its only midrabbanan. So that it was a takona ma'aseh yadea in terms, in return from the ma'aseh yadea. So we're mechayvim mezonos. And since the ikar over here is a takona for the Baal, and he can always say to the husband, this was a machlokas obviously we had earlier, he can always say to her, keep your own money, have your own bank accounts, I won't take any of it, but I won't give you mizonos either. Because of that, it's as if he's not really meshuvah to her, because he could always get out of the shiva. Kehadat etani, as we see in the Braita, that ein beit din poskim nisha mizonot b'dmei shviyit. Beit din doesn't give a woman mizonos during Shemitah. If she's not in her husband's home, she's in her own home, because if he would pay, so then it would be considered a paying your debt from Dmei Shviyas. She's not in the home with him. Avonizonet he eats of Baala B'Shviyas. If she's eating together with her husband in the house, so then it's not like a priyat chov, then it's just like food. But like this, it's an actual debt that you pay her. Why? I don't understand. Let's say, when Bezdin says that she gets mizonos, when she's not dealing, she's not together with her husband, she's living in a different house. Why is that called Perea Chovo? I mean, the truth is that it would be possible to give her mizonos, it would be Pachot Mishavah Pruta. No, say that he finds something doesn't cost so much money. He wouldn't be yotze the chiyuv mezonos. So if he would be yotze the chiyuv mezonos of parvus mishavar pruta, so then it's not really a chov because it doesn't have any monetary value. It's just the fact of her eating. And, so that, and if that's the case, let's say he would make a deal with a po'el. He's chayiv to pay less than a shavar pruta. So you can pay him, you can give him perishrius, because it's not monetary. There's no chiyuv, but that's a moment of chiyuv. And if that's the case, why would it be called porea chovo? Hada amra, since it says in the Braita that we can't do that, so that tells us, she'eno simontaka po'el she'eno shavar pruta. That since normally you pay a heck of a lot more than a shavar pruta for a woman's mezainas, so it looks as if it's an actual chiyav of mamon and not a chiyav of mezainas, because it always ends up being more than a pruta, and therefore it's parei chovo with meishvias. In other words, look at chila, we thought that since no monetary value is assigned to mezainas, we shouldn't look at it as a monetary chov. Then the Gemara says, you see from this braita, that once something that is a chov, even though the chov is expressed in terms of food, not in terms of monetary value, but since the norm is that that food is worth more than a shavar pruta, it's translated as a bottom line chov of momenus. And therefore it's treated as paying the chov, midmei shvius. And we look at the bottom line. Interesting. Now, it says in the Mishnah that he's ma'amid parnas, 30 days. If he can be ma'amid parnas for 30 days, why can't he be ma'amid parnas forever? What's the problem? He is being porei chovo, ya'amid parnas. What's wrong? Kehara, I mean, we have the case that we brought in the Bavli. The guy has a problem, he has somebody's mudra on off from him, he's trying to help him out, the poor guy doesn't have any money. So ish ploni mudim and many haniyah. Any yodea mayase. So the din is over there. It says you can go to a chenveni and you tell the chenveni aragelat. Oh, ish ploni mudim. No, me many. I'm very worried about him. Gee, I don't know what to do. The chenveni then goes ahead, gives it to him, and bill sends the bill to him. So if that's the case, it means that we don't have a problem with amadat parnas. And the chenveni is basically a parnas, right? Why can't you do that with your wife? Because Rishut Bidei Shalomar Yev Shilat Parnes Miyakha Shalomi Bali. A woman could say, it's a bizoyan for me that I should have to be taken care of by an agent, not by my husband. So it's basically what the Bavli says, La'achar Shloshim Yom, it's a Kenayula, Zila Bamilta. So it's Zila Bamilta.
As the Yomar says to Noah.
Interesting. Vatanina namashre et ishto ayedei shalish. Doesn't it say that somebody, in the whole last part, somebody who is taking care of his wife through a third party, and then it gives the amounts he's supposed to be giving, and so on and so forth. Martin's saying that there was any limit to 30 days. How come all of a sudden we discovered a limit here? If it's a zila b'mil, so it should not be allowed to be ayedei shalish at all. That's talking about Bishop Kibala. It's talking about the guy went ahead on a business trip. His wife's good, you know, go make money. He's away for 2 years, whatever it'll be. I'll be Nisan from a shlish. But over here, we're talking about Kan Bishalo Kibala. Over here, well, he didn't ask a rishos. He got mad at her. And stint. So then he below Kibala, Sanafilo Yom Echadlu Yami. If you're telling me that it's a pagan, so then why can't she say, it's a g'nai for me. I refuse to accept it. I want my tzuv immediately. Because the Chachomim were mitaken that megalgelat imo shloshim yom shemini matzei petach lindra. We don't want people to get divorced that easily. And so the Chachomim said, you know what, tolerate it for 30 days. Tolerate it for 30 days, maybe things will change. He'll find a petach, we'll cool off, and we'd prefer that you wouldn't get divorced. Shmuel omar, b'madira shloshim yom. Shmuel says what it's talking about over here is that the initial neder was for Shloshim Yom. Basically the opposite of the Bavli, and as we'll see in a moment. Avu b'madira lo olam. If his neder was a stam neder, we would never tell her to be Megal Galatima. It's absolutely insulting. I'm not going to take care of you. Then he should give it get immediately. Your TV team to do that. Rabbi Zeira v'Rabbi Avina b'shem Rav, and they say afshilu b'adira lo olam v'gagelat yom shloshim yom shamini matzei petach l'nidro, that even in that case we wait 30 days. Now ikani tani shloshim yom. There's a Tana who learns in the Mishnah those words amadir et ishto shloshim yom yamid parnas. Which is not the way we have it. V'itnoitani ad shloshim yom, which means he was madir stam, and then the Mishnah is saying, up till 30 days we are begagelat, we ask him to be begagelat yom. Man yom, I should say, man yom shloshim yom is a riot to Shmuel. Right, in other words, we're saying over here, again, this, the Girsa here is, Uman Yomar Ad Shloshim Yisrael Rav. So in other words, what we're saying over here is somebody's mother used to Shloshim Yom Mefarnes is Mami Parnas, but if it had been more, he would have to have been immediately Mosi. That's exactly what Shmuel was saying. But the Man Yomar Ad Shloshim, that's a raya that he was mother as Ishta Leheneslo. In other words, period, stam. Ad Shloshim, we expect that he would give him time. And we ask her to be Megagalat Yimon. We don't reward her that the Yotzi we think to Vav she wants. But after that, that's like Robinson. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bekonot Pli. Basically, we know that the Shloshim Yom Parnas, Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda said, with the Yisrael, it's called a Shechet Yukayim. If it's Shnayim, so then Yotzi. And by a Kohenet, since, Kohenet meaning an Eshet Kohen, since if we will say that she gets a get, and then he finds a petach, he'll never be able to take her back again, because she became a surani. So Mamela, it's Shnai. So in the Mishnah, there's a Nafkamina then in the way the Tanakhama says it, and in the way Rabbi Yehuda says it. The Tanakhama says, Ad Shloshim Yom. So that's, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Chodesh Echad. Right? Now, we don't know what the Tanakhama held about Kohanot. Tanakhama doesn't make enough community of Kohanot. He just says, this is the amount, Chodesh, Shloshim Yom. Okay, so now, so the same thing is true. When we had the Shlosh Chadoshim, and Beshnei Chadoshim, Shlosh Chadoshim, which we were Daik in the Bavu. So now, the question, what we assumed was, that when it said Shnei Chadoshim, it meant the beginning of the second Chodesh. When it says Shlosha Chodesh, it meant the beginning of the third Chodesh. Not that it gave an extra month in between, right? But we took for granted. It's not that there's two different Lashonas in terms of what about the second month. It means that B'Yisrael, that we said B'Ferish in the Bible. We said, so what's Nafkamina? We didn't say, when he said B'Yisrael Chodesh Echad, Shnei Chodeshim doesn't mean at the end of Shnei Chodeshim. It means Chodesh Echad in the beginning of the next Chodesh. So that wasn't even a Havamina by us, that would be the Nafkamina. And then the question whether maybe there was a Nafkamina, or maybe the Nafkamina was whether it's Shloshim Yom, or whether it's a Chodesh Chotzer, if the Chodesh is Chotzer goes according to the date in the month. But over a year, it's Mashma that there's a Nafkamina between Rabbi Meir, and the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Yehuda, about what the din is Mishnayim. So if we would say Shlosha Chodashim, it means at the end of 3 months, Shloshim Yom, and there would be a Machlokas in one issue, and Rabbi Yossi explains that they're arguing Gufa about what the din is in the Kohanot. So in other words, Yoter Mikan Yotzivi Ten Ketuva means Besof Shnayim. So the Tanakhama holds that by an Eishes Yisrael, at the end of 2 months, you'll be Yotzeviyitin Ketuvah. That's what Shnei Chodeshim means. Not Shnei Chodeshim at the beginning of the second month. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yisroel Chodesh Echad Yekayim, Ushnayim Yotzi, V'yitin Ketuvah B'sof Shnayim. So in other words, an ancient Yisroel, we talk about, according to Rabbi Yossi, he's being Mepharish, and Dasa, the Tanakam is the end of 2 months, not the end of a month, of a month. B'kohenet Shnayim Yekayim Shlosha Yotzi, V'yitet Ketuvah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, B'tchilat Shalosh, at the beginning of the third month. V'toni Polik B'sov Shlosha, Dev Rabbi Meir. This is all the Lashon of the Brisa, which we didn't even quote in the Bavli at all. So Rabbi Meir in the Brisa says B'Ferish, that a kohenet should only be yotzi at the end of 3 months, not the end of the 2 months. So it turns out that the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, assuming it's Rabbi Meir, argues now, with Rabbi Yehuda, whether kohenet is yotzi b'tchilat shalosh or b'sof shalosh. Okay, so even though we didn't hear a word in the Mishnah about kohenet, but since in the Braita we see that Alibi Rabbi Meir, we give you more time for kohenet, so Rabbi Yossi is explaining that's what they're arguing in. Amalei Rabbi Mana, how can you say such a thing? Tanita pliga, atavad le pliga, I understand. The Mishnah doesn't mention a machlokas at all, and you make it a machlokas. How can you say that they're arguing about kohenot? And it doesn't say anything about kohenot at all. Elab b'Yisrael pliga. The machlokas is over here. What do we mean? Parnas is chodesh echad. That's the difference. According to the Tanakhama, you're talking about chodesh mole, shloshim yom, always shloshim yom. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even if the chodesh, if you have a chodesh that would be chaser, you're ma'amid for, like the Bavli says, for 29 days. Mashmaut here is, and by the way, somewhere in this in the Bavli, that even if the chodesh was mole, it would be according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chodesh Echad always means 29, not that it goes according to the day of the month. In other words, if they're not arguing, it's not that Rabbi Yehuda is saying the pashtus of the Gemara and the Bible, it's that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Gemara just says, Chodesh Mola, Chodesh Chaser, Chodesh Mola, Chodesh Chaser, the pashtus would mean, according to the Tanakhama, Shloshim Yom, was according to Rabbi Yehuda. It depends. If it's a Chodesh Mole, so then it would be Shlosh Yom. But if it's a Chodesh Chaser, then it would be Kaminai. But here the Mashmaut is that when we say Shloshim Yom, that's Chodesh Mole, and Chodesh Chaser is the Das Rabbi Yehuda, not Kaminai. In other words, it's always Chodesh Chaser, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. It's a different way of understanding it. In other words, it's not Kaminai 30 days or 29 days as the standard, and not that it depends. As far as the time is concerned for giving the ketuvah, there's no machlokes about that. We're talking about the beginning of the second month. Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Yisroel, Chodeshach, Yikayim, Shnayim, Yotzivi, Tein, Ketuvah. And he's talking about B'tchilashtayim. They're not arguing about what the end of the second, definitely it's the beginning of the second month. U'bekohanot, Shnayim, Yikayim, Shlosha, Yotzivi, Tein, Ketuvah. That means B'sov Shlosha. When it talks about Kohanot, and it says Shlosha Yotziv Yitein, that everybody's made it. Shlosha Yotziv Yitein is the equivalent of Shloshim Yom. V'tani came, and indeed the Braita says Beferish like this. Besov Shlosha, Divrei HaKol, doesn't mention a Machlokas. So in other words, we give you 3 months, at the end of 3 months, the only Machlokas was Tafka by Yisrael, not by Kohanot, the exact opposite of the Bavli. So the Machlokas was whether it's 30 days or 29 days. Not that you could say the Machlokas was by Kohenes. The Tanakhama agreed about the Kohenes. And the meaning of Shlosha Yotzi is not Tchilat Shlosha. It's so Shlosha. It's a completely different sugya than we had in the Bavli, according to the way Rabbi Yossi is learning. So in the Bavli we learned either the Machlokas, there's no Machlokas about the Yisrael, and the only Machlokas about the Kohenes. Or there's also a machlokas about Yisrael between Chodesh Mole and Chodesh Chaser. In the Yerushalmi we learn by Kohenes there's no machlokas, because the Braisa says Beferish, there's no machlokas, it's a Kuliyama, doesn't mention Das Rabbi Yehuda. Furthermore, in the Bavli we learned Shnayim Shlosha is Betchilat Shlosha. The Bavli is learning Besov Shlosha. And furthermore, in the Bavli we learned that there's definitely a machlokas about Kohenes and Yisrael between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. And in Yerushalmi, we learn, no, on the contrary, there's no machlokas about a kohenes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, mamish difference.